வந்தேகம்
The following is a morning walk conversation with His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, recorded on the 1st of April, 1974, in Bombay, India.
Asana means that does not fall down. That is Asana. Yes. Akshara and Khara, the spiritual world is Akshara, and the material world is Khara. So, the living entities are God in the spiritual world, they are all Akshara. And the material world, we are all Khara. Therefore, Akshara Paramam Brahma, the Supreme Prabhavam.
Swa means own. Bhava means Bhavitle. Any
sense.
Swabhava means nature.
Nature. Swabhava art. Swabhava Uchyate.
Adhyatma.
Adhyatma. Adhyatma. The very
Jiva.
Adhyatma. Adhyatma means bodily and mentally.
Body
and mentally. Adhyatma. Adhyatma. Atma means body, mind and the soul.
Correct.
But here adhyatma means the body and the mind.
Body and mind.
That is material nature.
Yes.
Bhutabhava. This body and mind is made of material nature.
Body and mind, yes.
Creation.
Creation. Yes, that is creation.
So, by working with the body, we create another creation.
Bhutabhava.
Just like, now I am human being. Next life, I may be a demigod, I may be a dog.
Yes.
That is creation. That is sarga.
What is karma?
That is visarga.
Visarga. What is karma?
Karma, anyone can understand, fruitive activities. You do something and enjoy the good or bad result. That is karma. Do something, either good or bad, so the result you will have to suffer or enjoy.
But here is a very big question. Huh? I am very sorry to you. Who does the karma? Unless and until we have got ahankar in that, then you...
Ahankar is there, false ahankar. You are thinking that I am kshatriya. That is false ahankar.
That is what I say. So yes. Doer is that, ahankar is the doer.
That ahankar...
Then it is karma. Not
as soon as you come to the material world, the ahankar is there. That I belong to India, I belong to America, I belong to Brahmin community, Kshatriya community. The ahankar is there. Ahankara bhimuratma. So long this ahankar is there, I am this, I am that. All bodily concern. Yes.
But this karma, here is a question of
the karma. Karma means he is doing, that everyone is doing in his own way. Nobody cares to understand the instruction of Krishna. Everyone is doing in his own way. That
kim
is karma.
Kim akarma iti.
That will be explained. Karma, karma, yes. The same material. Kara, kara bhava. That is perishable.
Perishable.
Yeah. Purusha. Purusha means the soul.
Soul. Jiva.
Yeah, jiva. Purusha. Adhidaivatam. Then? Adhidaivatam is Paramatma.
Adhidaivatam means Jiv.
No,
Adhidaivatam. Adhidaivatam is Jiv. Adhidaivatam
is Paramatma.
That is what I say. Yeah. Karma. Karma means which produces result. And akarma means which does not produce result. So that they do not know.
And vikarma.
Just like these activities, devotional service, it does not produce any result.
So it is a karma.
And the ordinary man, Suppose they are also selling books. An ordinary man also selling books. It appears to be the same. But they are not creating any result. But ordinary bookseller is creating his result. Papunno. That is karma and akarma. And vikarma. Vikarma means against the...
Vipreet karma.
Yeah, vipreet.
Against the sasya.
All those actions which are prohibitory. Yeah. And if we do it, it is vikarma.
Yeah. Yeah.
That means Ishvara Sarabhuta.
Important thing. Mom, Krishna, you practice it. Always remembering Krishna. Then at the end of life, Ante Narayana Smriti, that is perfection of life. But how one will remember? There is a verse of... There is a verse by Kulasekhar.
Yes.
Uddaiva visatume manasaraya hansa. He says. He says, my lord, the idea is that now I am in quite fit order. So let me remember you and die. Because at the end of my kapha pitta vayu, they will be disordered. Smaranam putaste. At that time it is.
How can there be any smaran?
Yes.
When there is all...
Therefore, my lord, I pray that Uddaiva. Immediately, because now I am fit.
Right now.
Right now. Now I am fit. So let me remember you and die. So one must be fit. You see, even in daily, in dream, while sleeping, we forget so many things. Everything we forget.
Yes.
So, at the time of death, when everything is disordered, nothing is in order, unless one is very strongly practiced, how he can remember?
My father spoke Om and he stopped breathing.
That's nice. Om itteka. That is.
Then he stopped.
Then he practiced. That means he practiced. Therefore, either you practice Om or Hare Krishna, that is all right.
Whatever you do of all your life, it comes at the end. That is why you must continuously do for the life.
24 hours. Kirtaniya Sadahari. Always Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. In this way practicing, if somebody is fortunate enough, he can remember.
The Esha Brahmi Sthiti Partha. Sitva Asyamanti Brahman Nirvanam Uchate.
So,
even at the last moment you... But you can't get that last moment in this position because you have whole life you are doing...
Yeah, you have spoiled your life simply in material activities. How you can remember?
But even if you are doing material activity by your body and by your mental activity, you are Bhajo Krishna.
But you are under the body, Prakita Kriyamanani, body and mind is working. Unless you practice to be above body and mind, that is bhakti yoga. Manchabhya vichar in bhakti yoga, sagunasamdha. You cannot expect that you go on doing all these material activities and at the time of death you will remember Krishna. Unless you take shelter of Krishna, these things are not possible. Simply by talking, it is not possible. That must be practiced.
Vacha Rambana.
Yes. There is the risk. Jang Jang Bhavi. If you are thinking of dog, then you become dog.
Yes, Bharata did it.
Yes. There is an example. Even Bharat Maharaj, such a great personality, simply due to little affection to a cub of deer, he became a deer. So these people are attached to so many things. So how much risk is there at the time of death? They do not know. Therefore Krishna says, Mamekam.
Sarveshu kaleshu mamekam.
Yuddha means do your activity.
Yes. But always think, just like these people are, they're doing their duty. Somebody is going there. But their chanting is there. That is not avoided. Sadatadvahavahavi. Then Krishna favors. Yes. He has done his best. Because his mind is in Krishna. It doesn't matter, he's fighting. Fighting is superfluous. Real thing is mind is in Krishna.
It is Brahmar Nyai. Brahmar Nyai. Because this small hand.
Abhyasa Yoga. Abhyasa. You practice this. Therefore we say, you must chant at least 6 vina. This is Abhyasa. When one becomes attached to chanting, he doesn't require to be under discipline. But so long he is not practiced, he must be under, just like a boy is instructed by the teacher. You must give me at least 4-page handwriting. 4-page handwriting means writing, he'll be practiced. So yeah. Therefore, these are the practice. Because Cheta is, mind is very flickering.
Completely absorbing.
So unless you fix up your mind under some regulative principle, then it is not possible. I mean, personal. Everyone becomes paramahamsa. No, I am now advanced. I do not require all these regulatory.
What is paramahamsa?
Paramahamsa means is above. Parama nirma sarana. That is paramahamsa.
Paramam purusham divyam yati partham chintayam.
Yes. Paramam purusham divyam yati.
Partham chintayam. By thinking about it.
Smartabha satutu Vishnu. Therefore one has to think of Vishnu always, 24 hours, in so many ways.
Kavim Puranam Manushasidaram Manonyamsa Manusmaretya Sarvasya Dhadaram Achintya Rivitam.
This is the description of the
Aditya Varnam Tamasa Parastat Rayana Kali Manasachalaya
Adivarnam. That is Aditya Varnam means self-evaluation. Jasya prabha, pravato, jagadanna koti. That is Aditya Varnam. Aditya is never in darkness.
Prayana kale mansa achalena.
He has been practiced to fix his mind to Krishna. Then if he is successful, the prayana kale, he must remember.
Yes, yes, bhaktya yukta yoga balena chesha.
Jo, bhakta. That is bhakti yoga balena. Not otherwise.
Vo matte pranamavishyatamya.
Hare Krishna. He meditated all the light, the so-called yogi. Something impure, some light, like this, like that. Light maybe also, if that Brahma light. But here it is. Specifically
meant.
That's all right, Brahma light. But Brahma light, according to Bhagavad philosophy, even one enters in the Brahma effulgence, he still falls down. Arujya kichena parang padang tata patanti adha anaj ditajusmatam. Unless one is fixed in the personal form of the Lord, there is chance of falling. Fall down actually. You have seen so many sannyasis. Just like a present man called Bathurji. He is now busy in politics.
One man married in America, some sannyasi.
Chitra Bhanu.
Ramananda Swami met him in Mombasa, Srila Prabhupada. And he was speaking all this nonsense. Then he went to America.
Tachanto brahmacharyam charanti tatte padam sangrahena bravimi. Now tell us in sangrah.
Yeah.
That padam.
Yeah.
That is whole of
that is Krishna.
Yeah.
That aksharam. Veda Veda Vadanti.
Veda Veda.
That means impartial. Veda Veda.
Veda
Veda. One who knows Veda.
You see, now he tells all the practice of the yoga. Sarvadwarani sanyamya manorudhi nirudhyache buddhiyadayatunha praram astita
yoga. That should be corroborated artificially. You cannot samjam. If your mind is not fixed up, artificially, you cannot make. Therefore, Krishna says, yogi namapi sarvesa. Madhukata, one who is thinking of Krishna, he is perfect yogi.
But he has to be yogi at that time, isn't he?
Yes. Yeah. Sarvadharani Sanyama. Just like this boy. They do not go to see cinema. They do not go to restaurant. This is Sarvadharani Sangyam. You see? They do not go to anywhere except in the temple. They do not talk anything nonsense except Krishna. This is Sarvadharani.
They should not talk anything else.
Bachangsi Vaikuntha Gunanu Vannan. So, unless you give engagement to the senses proper, how you can control it? Your eyes want to see beautiful, a man or a woman, Hare Krishna. But when you are captivated by seeing the deity of Krishna and Radha, then that eyes being engaged otherwise is stopped. That has been explained by Prabhupada Sarasi. Duddhanta Indriya Kala Sattva Patali Prathata Damastrayat. Prathata Damastrayat. Prathata means extracted. The poison. The poison tree of the teeth of the snake is dangerous. Now here is a snake. Everyone is after it. Snake. But if everyone knows that his poison teeth has been taken out, then there is no more danger. Similarly, these indriyas have been compared with the Kala Sattva Patali.
Yes, correct.
Kala Sattva Patali. But,
what is Kala?
Kala Sattva means the dead poisonous snake. Kala Sattva Patali. Everyone knows. As soon as you use some indriya, there is some dangerous result. Tippanta neha kripana bahudukta bhaja.
Om. Yes, Krishna says, pranava sarvavedesu. Pranava sarvavedesu.
That is Om in that.
Because Om means Krishna. That is Mam.
I told you.
When one chanting Om, if we remember this, this is Om is Krishna, then he's successful.
I see.
Mam.
Om is Krishna.
Maybe Ekakshar Brahma.
Biharan
Mam. Biharan Mam. If he knows.
Biharan Mam
Anusmaran. If he knows that Omkar is Krishna, then he's successful. If he thinks that Omkar is something else than Krishna, then he's not successful.
Ananya Cheta Sattam Yomam Smarati Nityashah Tasyam Sulbha Partha Nitya Yuktasya Yomam.
So that there is no need of doing this or that. Simply always remember Krishna. That is the conclusion.
Maam Upetya Punarjanvam Khanvayam Ashashratam Na Apunvanti Matmanah Sindhim Paramahamsa. They are called Mahatma.
They are Mahatma. Those who are always remembering Krishna, they are Mahatma, not by the red dress. No, that is not Mahatma. Even in white dress you can become, if you always chant and remember Krishna, you become Mahatma.
Now there is a higher philosophy. Na brahma guru nad loka punaravartinu arjuna maam upetya punarjanma
maam eti
maam eti kumteya punarjanma na vidya.
A brahma dhola, within this material, these persons who are doing pious activity, they are promoted to the higher planetary system.
Up to the Brahma, everything is
but even if you go to the Brahma Loka, that is the highest, where you can get millions of years, your life duration, but still, kine punne puno matu lokange, you have to come back.
Sahasra yuga paryantam aharyat brahmano vidu.
Now he explains what is Brahma Loka. That one day of Brahma, you cannot calculate. And still, you have to die.
1200 years is equal to one Brahma.
So your 100 years is nothing for a...
Nothing.
It's a moment only.
1200 yuga.
No, not 1200 yuga. 1000 yuga. 1000. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat jat Brahma.
Sahasra yuga means four yuga ka ek. Like
that. Four yuga of... multiplied by
1,000.
So 4 yuga means 43 lakhs of years. Now add 3 zeros. 43 lakhs of years, add 3 zeros. Then how many?
Abhaj. 4 abhaj. 4 abhaj.
43 lakhs.
4 abhaj.
43 is 8 zeros.
4 abhaj 30 crore. 4 abhaj 30 crore.
This is Bombay's 12 hours.
Ratri, Yatli Ratri.
My friend has a little question to ask. What are the Pitruloka, Matruloka and...
They are planets.
And the Brahmaloka and...
Yes, they are different. Just like Chandraloka, Sujjaloka, Bayuloka.
What is a Pitruloka actually?
Pitruloka means the That is a call of Pitruloka.
In the Pitruloka, it may be that there may be remembrances of the parent attitudes and all these things.
No, these are all material.
Pitruloks are the chromosome. Where all your past history is stored
up. Pitre, Jansi.
I won't know about that.
Divan Jansi. What is that? Divan. Pitrin Jansi. Pitriputa. So, those who are just like fond of performing sadhas, karmakanda, they go to the Pitri.
We are all ordained to perform sadhas.
All Vishnu. No, Vaishnavas do not do that.
We all are, all of us. Have you not been
Sadhas very much? Vaishnava has no duty except serving Krishna. That's
right. But Vaishnava family is...
No.
Grastas.
Whatever he may be. That is stated that they will see Bhutapto, Ninang, Pitrina. We are, just like we are indebted to our forefather, family. Similarly, we are indebted to Deva, the demigods. Just as his son is supplying life. So we are indebted. Deva, Rishi, big saintly Rishi, they have given us the Shastra. Devarshi Bhuta. Ordinary living entities. Just like you are taking milk from the cows. And another horse is giving me service. So Devarshi Bhuta, Apta, relatives, who take so much help from relatives. Devarshi Bhuta, Apta, Nina, ordinary human being. Pitrina and the Pitris. So we are debted to so many. If you want to clear up the debts, it will take millions of births. Devarshi Bhutapta Ninang Pitrina Nayan Kinkara Narini Charaja. This man is neither servant nor indebted. Who? Sabat Manajao Saranang Mukunda. That Krishna says that you just surrender to me. I'll protect him. So if he does not do anything else, one may think that he is being entangled in sinful activities because he does not do other duties. But Krishna says, Ahamta Sarva Papi Babu Krishna. So one who has taken shelter, full shelter unto Krishna, he doesn't require to do any so-called social, political and other duties. He doesn't require.
Here he mentions about those pralaya. Bhutagramasa evayam bhutva praliyate.
Yes.
Ratragame avasya pata prabhavati ragame.
Yes.
Parastasmatu bhavanyo avakto vakta sanatana.
That is spiritual one. That is
spiritual.
That is spiritual.
Brahma.
That is spiritual one.
Yes,
right. Beyond this material one. They have no information what is the spiritual one. Therefore it is said that here it is going on, pralaya, or not pralaya. During Brahma's night, there is dissolution, again creation. And when Brahma dies, there is another dissolution. That is going on. But for a tasma, above this, creation and dissolution, there is another nature. That is Sanatana. That is eternal.
Yes, sir.
So while the...
Avyakto akshara iti yukta tamahu paramam gatin yam prapya na nivartante tad dharma
paramam momo. Again, he's come momo. That dharma is momo, mind.
Purushaha saha parah partha
bhakta
labhya astu ananyaya.
Yes. Bhakta labhya ananyaya. Not ordinary.
Purushaha
ananya bhakti.
Sahaja repeated. Purushaha saha parah partha bhakta labhya.
That is the predominating deity in that Sanatana world, spiritual world, is Purusha. A person. Purusha. A person. And he is achieved bhaktya ananna. Not by mixing that, this is also good, this is also good. No. He cannot. Bhaktya ananna.
Yasyantasthani bhutani ena sarvam idam
tatam. That Purusha is spread all over.
But he's not Krishna. He is Krishna.
Yes, he is Krishna.
Yes, yantasthani bhutani.
Narayan.
Just as Markandeya saw whole world within the mouth of Balmukunda.
Yes.
Within the body of Balmukunda.
Yes.
Yasyantasthani bhutani ena sarvam idam tatam.
yatra kale chanavrutim avrutim chaiva yogina prayatayantitam kalam bhakshami vartasada.
That is that. This is material calculation.
Agni jyoti ashukla chanmasayatranam.
Then he assures Arjuna that you are assured. You are coming to me assured.
Gomo Ratri Tata Krishna Sanmasa Dakshinayanam Tarka Chandra Masam Jyoti Yogi Pratyana Nivarta.
This is material calculation.
Shukla Krishna Gati Yeti Jagata Shasvate Mate Ekaya Yati Anarutim Anneya Avartate Puna. Na Ete Suti Patra Janan Yogi Gumuhti Kanchanaya. That is now you come. Na Ete Shruti Partha Janan Yogi Vimati Kanchanchana Tasma Sarve Shukaleshu Yoga Yukto Bhavan.
Sarve Shukaleshu. Not that sometimes here and sometimes there. It will take long time. But unless one comes to the Sarve Shukaleshu, always thinking of Krishna.
Vedeshu Yagneshu Tapasu Chayra
Satatam kirtanam nam jatam tashta dhiram prati. That is it.
Yagneshu, vedeshu yagneshu tapasu chaiva daneshu yat punyam phalam pradisham atyeti tat saram idam viditva yogi param sthanu vaitisari.
Yes. If one understands that all these pious activities, charity, performance of sacrifices and so many other things, only by Krishna bhakti can be achieved. Then
this is the last one.
Sela. Now this woman is carrying a load on her head. How she is keeping balance? He cannot do that.
This is Ramakrishna Paramahansa said.
No, doesn't matter. We can bring.
Ramakrishna Paramahansa said the same thing as you said.
Yeah.
That see these women.
It is not Ramakrishna Paramahansa. It is Shastri.
Talking about all these people, their mind is in the load there. Their mind is on the load.
Everything can be done.
Can you tell us maybe something about Lord Ramachandra's activities?
Huh?
Can you tell us some things about Lord Ramachandra's activities today being Ram Navami?
Now he can. Some of you can speak about Lord Ramachandra. Dr. Patel, you can speak something. God is not obliged to accept your direction.
God is not obliged to Brahmins, unfortunately. He obliged only the Kshatriyas, I don't know why.
Because he comes. Pritrana, sadhunam, vinashaya, chudushkyam. That is Kshatriya's business. Sadhu ko protection dena, and badmas ko mar dena, jaan. This is Kshatriya's business. God has got two business. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chaduski. If you want to prove non-violence from Bhagavad Gita, it is difficult. It is not possible. He says that I have got two business. Paritranaya sadhuna vinashaya chaduski. Dharma samasthapana. Unless these two things are there, there cannot be establishment of real law and order. Law and order. In spiritual laws, unless there is law and order, it is chaos. Law and order must be there.
Society came into existence after the revolution of the perfect civilization.
Perfect civilization begins when the society is organized. Otherwise, it is cats and dogs in civilization. That is not civilization. The society becomes perfect when the members of the society can understand that this human body is meant for satisfying Vishnu. That is the beginning of organized society. So long they do not know that,
there is animal society.
Because the animals, they do not know. They do not know that we have to satisfy the Supreme Vishnu. So unless the society comes to this consciousness that we have to satisfy the Supreme, that is not human society. Now, how they will understand? Therefore, four divisions.
Guna karma vibhaksha.
So, if the four divisions work nicely, then it is healthy society. Otherwise, it is not. It's different parts of your body.
work nicely, then you are healthy.
Each section of the society has to, work as a...
For the maintenance.
Of the whole.
Whole, yes.
That is how...
It doesn't matter whether you are Shudra or Brahmin. Your aim should be how to develop Krishna consciousness. Then it is perfect. Jayamam purusham sahasat apa prabhavam isharam navajanti abhyananti alad bhrashta patanti abha.
They fall down from the
position. It doesn't matter whether it's Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. If you are concerned that I have to satisfy the Supreme Personality of God according to my capacity of work, then he will fall down. Turn down from the position, then it is dead society. It is not living society. At present moment, yes. If you don't find actual Brahmin, don't find actual Kshatriya, don't find actual Vaishya, they are all Shudras. And there is no guide. Therefore, chaotic condition. So they do not know what is the aim of life. Ask any leader. The leader, he says, no, this aim of life is to drink and enjoy. That's all. This is life. After diplomacy, politics, when they are tired, they go to the hotel or club and enjoy and drink. That's all.
This is the aim of life.
These, there are even shops. They indulge all this thing. Topless, bottomless, like that. Because that is the only solace to this materialistic life. There is no other. Janamaitunahadikdihamidisukhammitucham. That is there. They have no other pleasure except their sex life. They have no information that there is another pleasure. That they are not educated. So they must come to the sex life only.
I think this has become very wild after the Second World War.
No. It is always there. It is always there. That is material world. Material world means that sex life. That's all. And if you increase it, then you increase your material life more and more. Therefore, the process is tapasa, brahmacharyena. The brahmacharya is so much stressed. Tapasa brahmacharyena, samena, damena, tyagena, shautena, jamena, nyamena. This is the process of human life. Nayana deha, deho bhajang niloki, kastana kamana arhati bhirbhujanvi. This human body is not meant for working hard like pigs for sense gratification. So they have been taught to become pigs. No discrimination of sex. The pig has no discrimination. So they have been taught. Not, when it is in Shastra, that means it is from the beginning. The class of men is like pigs and hogs as there are, always. So therefore, Rishabhdev is forbidding his sons that this human form of life is not to waste like the pigs and hogs. Then what? Tapasa, tapo dipam putraka.
Rishabhdev is 100 sons.
Yes. Tapo dipam putraka.
81 sons.
Yes.
81
sons. Human life is meant for tapasa. But where is tapasa? They are simply teaching, yes, here is contraceptive method, text.
No, they give it free of charge on the
street. Yes. So there is no question of tapasya now. Therefore, the whole population is pigs, hogs, and dogs. How you can expect peace and prosperity in this society? That is not possible. It is a society of pigs and hogs. Sabir varaha ustakharai samstuta purusha pasu. If somebody says it is a society of pigs and hogs, then what about these leaders?
Yes, these are
hogs and pigs. Yes, that's right. That is stated. Sabir varaha ustakharai samstuta purusha pasu. He was a big pasu, that's all. Otherwise, how he can dare to say that bhajan is nuisance? Because it is pasu. He's not even human being. Otherwise, how could he dare say like that? If I reply, then I have to call him, you are a pasu.
He told me, Giriraj, that he wants to reply secondly.
his confidence.
No, their reply is Mutkasala Tosat. It is very sound, this movement.
I have not read that literally it has come.
Yeah. Which, what is the use of arguing with him?
What is that?
Yeah.
No, I have not read. We have not read. I don't know how it came to your...
Talking of this letter of commissioner.
Oh, commissioner.
Yes, yes. Because today is Ram Navami, they are taking part.
Yes, they are taking part. The commissioner
says that why don't you go to the forest?
But that somebody must have told him.
No, one of the important. What is the name?
Yogendra.
Yogendra. Yogendra. Yeah. He is Yogendra. Jogi.
Yogendra Patel.
Yeah. Here is the sample of Jogi. Krishna says, Imang Rajar Sayo Vidu. Imang Rajar Sayo Vidu. And a yogi says, let's go to the forest. And the Rajarsis are in the forest. What is it? Garland. This garland is like beads.
Like a garland out of stone?
Yeah, not stone.
They're shells.
Small stones. They're called Gunja. Gunja. They're called Gunja.
Karma Yogi Nikita. So what is that? Can you give me some light on that?
Yeah. Karma Yogi means one who does everything for Krishna. He is Karma Yogi.
One who does everything for?
For Krishna.
For Krishna.
It's like Karma, you are doing some work. Mm-hmm. For whom you are doing?
For my own benefit.
Yes, sir. That is karma.
Okay.
But when you do the same thing for Krishna, that is karma.
But nijajun na kore. Do it for others,
for Krishna. Others means that is a humbug. You cannot do anything for others. You do everything for yourself.
Yes, yes.
That is a false propaganda. That is humbug. Is it? So either you can do for yourself or for Krishna.
I see.
It becomes a slogan now. Nobody does for others. For others, for the poor. These are all humbug.
Doing something in the hospital, that is for others,
you know. Yes, that is also Punna Karma.
Hospitals.
Temple construction is different from hospital construction. That is for Krishna.
But suppose somebody is doing hospitals, is it not for others?
Yes. But how many you can give shelter? If you... There are so many suffering people. Mm-hmm. You cannot provide hospital for all of them. Mm-hmm. The hospitals are increasing and the disease also increasing.
Mm-hmm. No, as you say, that doing for others is humbug.
Well, humbug means he cannot do it.
Achai.
He cannot do it. He can do it to his satisfaction only. That is also for his satisfaction. Achai. Because by opening hospital, you cannot stop disease. Mm-hmm. That is not possible. Mm-hmm. Then what you are doing for the others? That is for your satisfaction.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Try to understand. Mm-hmm. Because you cannot do anything, but still you are wasting your time. That is for your satisfaction.
Naturally for myself.
Yeah, really. You cannot do anything. The hospitals are increasing, beds are increasing, and the diseases are increasing. But what can you do? Yeah.
On own satisfaction.
That's all. Not meant for Krishna. That is for his own self. Just like Arjun wanted to become non-violent. No, no, Krishna, I cannot kill my kinsman. That's a good proposal. But that was his satisfaction.
Very good, very correct.
Yeah. That was his satisfaction. But Krishna wanted that you must fight. And when he agreed to that, that is his perfection. Before that, he was trying to satisfy.
So when he surrendered to Krishna, that was his...
Yeah, that is the only purpose
yes,
of life. Anything that is done, that is useless waste of time. Therefore, Krishna particularly said, Sarva dharma han parityajya, mam ekam. That is ekam. You try to satisfy Krishna, that will give you perfection. Otherwise, your own satisfaction. That's
it. Very correct.
Whatever you do, that is your satisfaction.
Yes, yes.
That is karma.
But not yogi.
No,
that cannot be yogi.
For you all satisfaction, that is karma. And if you do a Krishna satisfaction, that is karma.
Pure bhakti and karma yoga considered to be exactly the same?
Yeah, exactly the same. Pure bhakti is above karma yoga. Pure bhakti is above karma yoga.
That is the difference between the chapter karma yoga and karma yoga in Krishna consciousness.
Pure devotion means savanam kirtana.
15% power cut from today in state. They are not able to produce sufficient electricity.
Cut.
10%.
Vaidhi bhakti stage of
Of
the Siddhana bhakti, the regulated principles?
Yes. Vaidhi bhakti means regulated things. And when you are accustomed, automatically you perform, there is raga.
Vaidhi bhakti is considered superior to karma yoga?
No. Karma yoga is better.
Karma yoga is better?
Yes.
Your bhakti is superior.
Your bhakti is sravanam kirtanam. Sravanam kirtanam Vishnu smaranam padu. That is pure.
Karma yoga?
Karma, unless one is inclined to take to devotion, it is not possible to take to karma yoga. Who can sacrifice his profit?
Does karma yoga mean to follow exactly the shastras?
Karma yoga means jat karosi, jat juhosi. Kuru shatad madarpana. That is karma.
Which means?
Whatever you do, you know the result in it.
Krishna.
Yes.
So we are also, those who are on the Vedic Bhakti, they are also on karma yoga path.
They are acting under the order of spiritual master.
So when one follows the nine activities of devotion purely, that is pure bhakti.
Yeah.
Then when he's following those nine activities, then he's superior. Then that's superior to karma yoga. Follow those nine principles purely.
Raganuga Bhakti is also superior to Karma Yoga, then?
Bhakti is perfect state.
Bhakti is perfect.
That is not for ordinary man. Now go on doing your duty, you'll understand. Don't try to understand in one day.
It will be revealed to us as we act.
Yes. The more you become in service attitude, things will be revealed to you. It becomes manifest.
What I will say now, I will make one man sit between the two Vaishnavas. You know what the Paramahansas do?
They mix up.
That is what I give to that man. Mix up, that is far better.
They are all Paramahansas.
Then let them mix. You don't mind. But they don't mix that too. They go it in course. Only saag khane ka, only puri khane ka, only dal bhi jane ka. Like that.
No, but yesterday was, next time I will...
Fasting, fasting, yes.
Till the sun goes down.
Not the sun. All day till tomorrow morning. That is how you are fasting? If the sun goes down in the night, you eat,
No, it is. Ekadashi. But if one can continue, that is all right.